Welcome to the Wine with Friends podcast. Grab your glasses and get ready to pop that cork. It's time to catch up.
There we go.
Well, I'm glad you're not dead, friend.
Oh my God, for real though.
You scared the shit out of me with that text message. Why don't you fill everybody in?
Oh my God. Okay. So it all started. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to make it that long of a story. So I went to Chicago over Labor Day weekend to celebrate my dad's 70th birthday, and we all had a blast. Steve could not unfortunately come with, but as you'll find out, he got to share in the joy.
Happy birthday, Papa Chrisman.
It was great. We had a good time. So we did tons of stuff together. We had a really great weekend. We had a little party, which thank God was in the backyard, outside with a couple of my dad's friends, and their spouses, and they came, but luckily as you'll find out, luckily it was outdoors and we were all kind of distanced and stuff, and everybody was vaccinated and everything. So let me start with everyone in my family, except for Grace, who's two, is vaccinated for COVID-19. We're all vaccinated. Just keep that in mind as I tell the rest of the story. So my sister took a COVID test before she came to Chicago and it was negative. She teaches high school in rural North Carolina. So you can just imagine some of the political things that happen around COVID in that area. And so who knows how many of her students are vaccinated. And whether or not they take it seriously when they get sick and things of that nature, you know, let me not make too many terrible assumptions, but also high schoolers just sort of writ large. Okay. And, so about 3 days into the trip, she started to not feel great. And we all assumed it was nothing cause we're all vaccinated. And so we were like, that's probably just a cold. Cause like Jenny gets sick every time she travels to any other place. Like, I swear she always gets sick. So we didn't think much of it. She went home and she was like, you know what, let me just do a COVID test just to be on the safe side and just make sure that's not what it is. Yep, that's what it was. She tested positive on a home test. So she went and got like real tested at doctor's office and stuff. And Andrew tested negative. So we're like, okay, well, Jenny just had a breakthrough case. It's unfortunate. And that's too bad, but hopefully it won't be too bad, right? Then I got sick. And then my brother got sick and my parents got sick. And then eventually Andrew tested positive and eventually Steve tested positive because I gave it to him.
When you say sick, you mean symptomatic, right?
We all got sick. Yeah, we were all actually sick. We luckily, I mean, because we are all, so Sarah, my sister-in-law Sarah and Grace never got sick. So, which is amazing. And they're now like 7 days out from their last possible exposure from Tim. And so they're in the clear. They've both been tested. They both tested negative and they both feel fine, which is amazing. Do not knock a child's immune system, man. Or apparently the Moderna vaccine, because she's the only Moderna one. The rest of us were Pfizer. but it just, I mean, this Delta or Delta Plus or whatever variant we're on now, just like, was like, vaccine, what's a vaccine? And just broke right on through with all of us very easily. Now, I will say that's not to knock vaccines because the vaccine, I think, saved our lives because it made it a much more minor occurrence for all of us. Nobody ended up in the hospital, thank goodness. No one had super severe symptoms. We all kind of had a spectrum of every single symptom that exists for COVID. We all had them, but in like more minor situations. So it has been a family bonding experience that I didn't wish to have. But everybody luckily I think is on the mend. I think my mom is still not feeling great, but she may have some after effects of COVID that are not necessarily COVID related. So I think by the end of this week, we should all be released back into the wild. But, man, it has not been fun because everybody did legitimately get sick. I guess it was last Wednesday. I tested negative. I took a home test that day. And then 6 hours later, I had a fever, body aches, chills. I had a monster headache. I mean, nothing got rid of that headache. I had it for like 24 hours and it just wouldn't go away. It didn't matter what you hit it with. Well, I'm not allowed to take anything other than Tylenol products at the moment. So I hit it with as much Tylenol as I'm allowed to have, but didn't even make a dent. And then just massive congestion, a terrible cough, and also no sense of taste or smell. So this coffee's great.
So other than the taste and smell thing, it's like, oh, you still don't have taste or smell.
No, yesterday I could smell coffee a little bit. I stuck my face in the coffee grounds and I could smell a little bit. And I had a sparkling water that was like strawberry and cucumber, and I could taste the strawberry a little bit. So I'm excited that I think it might be coming back a little bit. It's definitely not back. So, so everything is very bland and I can't smell anything, which, I mean, when cleaning cat boxes is a big bonus, I will say, but, aside from that, it'd be nice to be able to smell something every once in a while. So like, I mean, I knew it was gone when I put on like Bath and Body lotion the other day and I couldn't smell anything. And I was like, oh, cool. This is awesome. So the weird thing about this, it's not just my family. I know I have two other friends that also got COVID the exact same weekend, and then their whole family's got it too. Hmm. So, it's like this, and everybody that I know that got it is vaccinated, of course, except children. But man, it was not fun. We still are kind of recovering. I'm still a little congested, but no more than like fall allergies really at this point. So, I think Steve's a little more congested than I am, but it's certainly been an adventure, and it's been scary, especially with my parents. You know, I worried a lot more about my parents, but they seem to kind of be on the mend, and they had just gotten their booster shot the day before we all came to town. Time to take effect. So, which thanks. And luckily nobody else from the party got sick or anything like that, because we were all outside. And at that point it was probably just my sister that was contagious, because she wasn't even showing symptoms yet. So we wouldn't have gotten it from her.
Yeah.
Yet at that point. So, so we've been in isolation basically since I got back from that trip. I mean, luckily the timing ended up being pretty good in that I found out my sister had a positive test in the morning before I went to work on Wednesday. I got home on Tuesday, found out Wednesday morning she had a positive test. And so I didn't go to work, even though technically I was supposed to, because I'm vaccinated, and you know, the rules with the CDC, which I think need to be changed now, but are that if you're vaccinated, you just have to monitor for symptoms, but you continue on with your daily life. But I did stay home from work that day, and that was the night that I had symptoms. So then the next morning I was supposed to go into work the next day, cause I'd had a negative test and I didn't have any symptoms. But luckily they developed overnight, and I called my boss the next morning. It was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I have COVID. I don't think I can come to the office. And so then I home tested and it was definitely positive. And then I went to urgent care and got a real test and found out that it was for real. So I've been working from home, but this is like the busiest season this whole school year is going to be testing galore, because thank you, federal government, for making all state testing required and making up for not last year. But anyway, I couldn't take any time off. So I did trainings like in bed, like near death. That's not true. That's an exaggeration, obviously, because let me take COVID seriously. There are people who are actually near death with COVID, and that's not where I was. But I did feel awful.
I think I've been really lucky in that, to my knowledge, I've actually never even been tested for COVID, because I've never had even the smallest amount of symptoms. As far as I'm aware, I've never been near someone who had COVID at any point when they were contagious. Mm-hmm. So it's like I've never needed to waste a test, because I've never had reason to. So I'm really interested about the logistics of all of this. It sounds like the logistics of having to find out if you get it and then quarantine and all this stuff is just like a job in and of itself.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, figuring out where to go. I mean, luckily the infrastructure's in place now to make life a little bit easier. I can't imagine having gotten COVID like at the beginning of all things, when testing was not available. And
so tell me this. So like, I legitimately don't know. Like, if I found out that someone I had dinner with last night all of a sudden tested positive for COVID, you said you did a home test. Where'd you get it?
CVS.
So like literally CVS, you go into CVS and there's like your own little test and you like spit in a cup.
Yeah, so they have home test kits now. Although you can tell that the variant has like wreaked havoc because they're like sold out constantly. Mm. But you can go to like CVS or Walgreens and they restock every day. You just buy a home test. You can test at home. They're pretty accurate now because the blessing, we'll say that, of Delta is that the virus count is so high that the rapid tests actually work really, really well. Because with OG COVID, sometimes they didn't work because your counts were not high enough to pick it up on a rapid test, but now they are.
Gotcha.
So the home test kits are nice, I think, for like your normal everyday exposure or like, hey, I have a little tickle in my throat and I'm worried. It's nice to give you a little bit of assurance that no, you know, you don't have it. Cause once it seems to me anyway, now I'm not a scientist. Let's just put that out there. It seems to me once you have symptoms, you're going to test positive. But pre-symptoms, you may not. So after an exposure, you probably want to wait like 4 days. 4 days is when I started with having symptoms. 4 or 5 days. So
did you have to like go back and report to the airline that you flew on that you had been exposed?
I couldn't figure out how, but then the Fairfax County Health Department called me and I gave them my flight information. So I think they took care of that. They did all the contact tracing and stuff for me. Cause that would have been my only exposure aside from my family. So,
Okay.
Yeah.
So once you had the home test, you just like went to urgent care or something?
So then I went to urgent care and tested. And so that's the thing is right now there are so many cases. And I think even within vaccinated people, that they're only in this area, they're only testing symptomatic people. They will not test you if you are not displaying symptoms, even if you've had a direct exposure. So the only way really to check with a direct exposure right now is to get a home kit and check yourself 4 days later. And then if you have symptoms, go in and get tested at urgent care. But then you can also, well, I take that back. That's the only way to go to like urgent care to do that. You can Walgreens and CVS, I think Walgreens is doing testing. You can sign up for an appointment to do a PCR test with one of them. Mm. And I don't think you have to be symptomatic to do that. And the PCR test is going to be better if you're not displaying symptoms because that one is more accurate to like your actual viral makeup. But you have to wait a few days for those results, of course.
So you went into urgent care, you got this test, it came back positive, obviously. So mm-hmm. then what was the logistics of living with this? You know, not living alone, like you can't go out. I assume you can't like grocery shop. Like how do you do how do you live in quarantine?
So at the time Steve had no symptoms. So as soon as I had a positive test, I moved into the guest room downstairs and Steve stayed in our room and he changed the sheets and stuff. But I mean, at that point we kind of thought it might be too late, but we didn't want to tempt fate. You know, if he hadn't gotten it somehow, we wanted to keep it that way.
Sure.
So I moved into the guest room. And so I wore a mask. Both of us wore masks every time we were out of our respective rooms. And well, he didn't always wear a mask because if I was in the room, I was the infection point. So, we masked and we were never, he and I just were never on the same floor for those few days where he didn't have any symptoms yet. And so he would like make food and just leave it for me. And I would go up and get a plate and then just eat it in the room. And I worked in the room. I didn't really leave the room other than to go to the bathroom. And one day I sat outside because I was tired of being inside of a room. So I sat outside for a while, but, that kind of sucked being isolated to one room in the house. Then when he got symptoms and he tested positive on a home test, we decided, well, there's no purpose in being separated anymore. So I moved back upstairs. Yeah. And that has, that improved my, psychological well-being, I think quite a bit for us to be back together.
Probably.
Yeah. So it hasn't been terrible. We couldn't go grocery shopping. So we had Safeway deliver. Our neighbors were super nice and went and got the test kit for Steve. Cause once he had symptoms, we were like, oh, you probably shouldn't go anywhere because you're probably going to be positive. So they went and got us a test kit, and they went and did like our crop share pickup and stuff like that. So I don't know if you didn't have anybody to help. I just don't quite know how you would manage. I mean, it was nice. Michael came and mowed our lawn.
And expose people. I mean, if you don't have anybody to help and you need the test, like you go out and get the test. And I'm sorry, that's the way the world goes.
Yeah, I mean, you just double mask and pray. And I think, luckily the infrastructure is in place in most places that you can do like a pickup of stuff, and you can do contactless food delivery and that kind of stuff. Now, I can't imagine if we lived in a time where you couldn't do all of those things, if the internet wasn't like as readily available, you would just continue to expose people. But yeah, I think luckily, I think on my flight, because I probably would have been contagious that day. Hopefully nobody else got it from me. I double masked because at the airport, people were scaring me with their masks below their nose. And so I was having a small panic attack at the airport, and I had double masked for my own well-being, which hopefully was actually quite helpful for the people that ended up sitting by me on the airplane. And then those HEPA filters on flights are actually really, really good. So hopefully, knock on wood, I'm really hoping that I didn't get anybody else sick on that flight. There was all adults around me. So hopefully they were all vaccinated, because why are you flying on a plane if you're not, first of all? But yeah. Okay.
Guess for one thing to be grateful for is that you guys weren't in that tiny apartment when all of this went down.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. We were just trying to think what would the logistics of, especially when we were separate and trying to stay separate, like trying to stay separate in an apartment. Oh my God. It's been nuts. And you know, there are cases of COVID being passed to animals. So we didn't want to give it to the cats. So we've had like tons of windows open in the house. And then when, you know, Chico decides he'd like to live inside of my body because he doesn't understand personal space. We've been wearing masks and stuff when they've been on our laps or they've been like right up in our faces. I think we're out of the woods on that, luckily, and they seem fine. But yeah, it has not been fun. I'm in a better place now, but I was angry for a while about getting COVID because we've all been careful. We've been careful. My whole family has been really careful. And so I'm mad that we got it. And I'm mad that it likely came from someone who could have been vaccinated and chose not to be, or just was irresponsible with being sick. Because then my sister went back home and found out like there were 5 other teachers in the school that also had COVID at the same time. So obviously, you know, someone was wandering around that building with COVID. But at the same time, I also get it. You don't know for a couple of days that you're spreading COVID because you're not sick. So why would you know? So it's just not, it's not great. I am just grateful that I didn't spread it to other people. We've been able to keep it contained. And everybody is on the mend. So, and it didn't F up other aspects of my life. So,
I think that's what's been most frustrating for me about this whole COVID experience. It's like every now and then I see online like shades of, you know, especially LGBTQ activists talking about, you know, this is what it was like back in the 80s when HIV first was coming onto the scene, of people, you know, not being able to really separate the emotional experience of being infected. Now, granted, HIV is like a wildly different thing. But it's just like, mm-hmm. We've seen all this stuff in the news or like policy proposals of, you know, triaging care in hospitals based on if you're not vaccinated, then you don't get the same care, or, you know, making it a crime to infect someone with COVID and this and that. And it's very interesting to see, because I get the emotional reaction to it. Like it's, mm-hmm. It's scary. Like every time we go out into the world, you know, here, and I see someone cough, cause we're in Florida, the epicenter of stupid right now. Mm-hmm. You know, every time someone coughs, Jerry and I are like, and like divert, you know, cause it's like in, I would bet you 90% of the time this cough is like a smoker's cough or someone clearing their damn throat, you know, like
for allergies.
Or allergies. Season, I'm sure like the vast majority of the time my reaction is wildly overblown, but I hear someone cough and I'm like, nope, Satan, not today. You know, it's very hard not to, I would imagine, not having lived through this, it's very hard not to take catching this personally.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that was part of it too. Yeah. With the start, I was like, this is, it makes me feel a bit like a pariah. I mean, you know, like, oh, I got it. So I've been irresponsible and I've done something wrong. And I'm like, but I've watched all of these other people travel and fly on airplanes and go all these different places. I went on one trip to see my family, and we were very safe with everybody outside of the family. I mean, should we have all worn masks the whole time? I mean, like at a certain point, and we're all vaccinated. We follow the CDC's guidelines. We had one unvaccinated person because she's two in the room, and everybody else is vaccinated. We followed the rules.
Yeah.
And we still all got it, you know? So
there's a mental disconnect, I think, between what the vaccine actually does and what people think that it does, or at least the perception of what it does. You know, like whether it's a COVID vaccine or any other vaccine, no vaccine prevents you from actually catching the disease. Most of the time, what it does is prevents you from having terrible symptoms of the vaccine. There are some vaccines that actually do prevent you from being, you know, having any kind of a serious infection or problem at all. But, you know, most of the time with vaccines, it's not about stopping you from getting sick. It's about stopping you from dying.
Right. It's about stopping you from going to the hospital and dying. I will say it is a little strange. I did feel like there was a lack of information. You know, like I went to urgent care and the doctor was like, yep, you tested positive. And I was like, okay.
What now?
What? Is there more? Like, and then he was like, well, which vaccine did you have? I said Pfizer. He goes, And when did you have your last shot? I said February. And February 25th or something. And he was like, okay, well, you won't go to the hospital. You won't have severe illness. And I was like, thank you. That's very reassuring. Was there anything else you wanted to tell me? Like, he was like, stay home. I'm like, for how long? And like, how do I count? Is it from like, is day one the day I had symptoms? Is day one the day after I had symptoms? Like, how are we counting this? When do I go back to work? When is it safe? When am I not contagious anymore? Like, nobody gave me any information.
I did get, if it gets bad.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and like, so luckily the internet exists and they, you know, I went to urgent care. So, or to Patient First. So like I don't know if you've ever been to Patient First, but you get like these 85,000 receipts with all your information, two of which are going to tell me I'm fat, which I'm like, I know I didn't need you to print that on a piece of paper to tell me that. Thank you. like, I'm aware my BMI is too high. Thank you. Okay.
Not the problem for today, Satan.
That was not why I came to see you today. You didn't need to inform me of that. Okay. but it had a little bit more information on it. And, you know, there's guidelines at work, of course, that I can't come back for 10 days. So, I think so. There's some debate that maybe today I'm allowed out. I don't know. Or maybe it's tomorrow. I'm hanging back until Monday when I go back to work. So, and then Steve goes back to work on Wednesday. But yeah, I mean, I just feel like there would have been like, hey, this is such a commonplace thing. Here's like a packet of information to explain to you, but there's not really that kind of information. Although I will say the Fairfax County Health Department, they called and they talked to me on the phone for a while and they got all of our information, did contact tracing, which I gather is more than anybody else in my family got from their local health departments.
What was that like? Tell me about that.
What, talking with Fairfax County?
I've never talked to a health department. I've never done contact tracing. What's it like?
I mean, they just were finding out like, yeah, it was a little bit. I mean, they were finding out like where I had been and I guess you're only really contagious for 2 days before you show symptoms, which actually is a bit more comforting. I kind of thought you were symptomatic or you were contagious for way longer than that.
Yeah. So did I.
Yeah. So, which is weird. Cause like one of the things that they didn't tell me, cause you know, I got very little information, but told one of my friends when she tested positive was that she needed to inform anybody she'd seen in the last 9 days. Which I'm like, if you're only contagious for two, why are we panicking another 7 days worth of people about potentially having COVID when you could have only been contagious for two? But whatever. And that's neither here nor there. Talking to them it was interesting because I was like, I normally don't like to give people any personal information over the telephone. So that was a little weird in and of itself to just be like, okay, I need to like trust these people are really from the health department. they had a really elaborate system if they were trying to get random COVID information out of me. They asked, you know, where I had been and asked all of my symptoms. I mean, with some of that, I was like, oh, you'd like to know about my digestive tract? Great. Let's have a conversation.
Worst scam ever.
I know, right? I was like, all right, well, if this is a scam, I'm going to give you some details that you're going to regret. No, I'm just kidding. So they asked about all your symptoms, and then, you know, they would have provided a letter for work if I needed it and that kind of stuff, which luckily I didn't. And then they took Steve's information because he had tested on a home kit. He never actually went to urgent care to test because his work believed him when he said he tested positive. And theoretically, the test kit he used, because it had like an app with it, reported his positive test to the health department anyway. Okay. So they took all of his information and are tracking for him too. And then there's like this alert system that you're supposed to get a text every day, and you put your symptoms in and stuff. And so they track the progress of your illness.
Interesting.
I didn't get it though for several days. So I've really only put it in information for like 3 days, but I mean, I guess, and it's called the Sarah alert system, which I thought was kind of funny. but yes, I mean, I was happy to have been contacted by the Fairfax department because I mean, it means someone was paying attention and is tracking, and that makes me feel like at least a little bit better about, our, you know, abilities to maybe keep this a little bit more contained. So they obviously now have my information about breakthrough. And I wonder though, that also makes me wonder about the tracking of these breakthrough cases. Cause like we still keep hearing about how small the number of cases are for breakthrough, but I think it's that number is the small number of cases that are breakthrough cases that end up in the hospital. That those numbers are not breakthrough cases. It's hospitalization from breakthrough cases, which is a difference. I think a lot more of us are, I think at this point, it's seeming more like it's a if, or I mean, it's a when, not an if, as far as getting COVID, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
So just keep cold medicine stocked. That's all I can say.
Sounds like I need to go out and keep some home test kits stocked.
And get some home test kits. Yeah. I mean, I would, if you can get your hands on some home test kits, I think it's a good idea. I mean, for peace of mind too, as you're like getting together with other people and trying to be safe. It's a good idea, I think, to just have some around. So, but luckily, thank God, no one in my family or any of the other people that I know that all happened. It's funny. It was nice having a little support group of people that also had COVID at the same time. None of them got seriously ill. And even there were three kids that got sick with it as well that I know. And luckily none of them had serious illness either. So, just knock on wood, we've been very, 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 very lucky. But get vaccinated. All I can say is if you are not vaccinated, immediately go get vaccinated, because that vaccine saved my life, because I would have been in the hospital. I mean, with asthma and, as patient first likes to point out, the overweightness, I guarantee you I would have been hospitalized if I wasn't vaccinated. So
cheers to your vaccine. I'm glad you're
up. Yes, cheers to the vaccine.
Go get vaccinated.
Yes, do it.